Yay. Hello, 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 hello. Good morning. My name is Crystal Narco, and this is Let's Talk Legacy. Welcome today. I am joined with amazing guests. Obviously, I've known them for the longest time, and they are my colleagues. Hey. So this is actually our first podcast, and it's called Let's Talk Legacy. As I mentioned, my name is Crystal Narco. I am the social media and marketing manager for Robot Property and also the Hill Hub. And I was like, what better way to come together to talk about what we are doing at the Hill Hub than with my favourite colleagues? So we're going to
hear you say favourite.
Don't want anyone getting upset.
Well, don't tell them. I won't tell them if you won't.
No, I ain't say nothing.
So let's start with Rachel and then we can go around the room.
So hey everybody, I'm Rachel and I am the business operations manager for Rehab Both Property International and the Hill Hub too.
Hi guys, I'm Demi. I'm one of the project managers for the Hill Hub and also for Rehoboth.
Correction, she's project director.
Well, yeah, it's just so cheesy.
Hey guys, my name's Lucky and I'm the vice president. I also look after the hotel arm of the business as well.
Lovely. So how's your week been, guys? Good?
Tough.
Tough.
It's been good. The boss has been away. This is the final week. He's back on Monday, so I'm bracing myself.
Are you guys ready? Are you ready for him to come back?
I am not.
I'm not. I have deliverables that I haven't yet.
But to be honest, has he really been away?
Yeah, actually, that's very true, you know.
He's been here, but just not here.
He's here in spirit, right?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's definitely been felt.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, the Hill Hub, the legacy. What are our thoughts? Obviously, we're done now. It took us 11 months to complete the project. So let's start with the project manager, Dami. Tell us about the process, how everything went.
Actually, yeah. What is it like for you now that the place is all done? How do you feel having been there from the beginning?
Yeah. For me, it's been a journey, to say the least, because I'm sure you guys know some of the challenges, obviously, that we've all been through just on the project itself. But it feels so good to be part of something that I try to excuse my language here, but it was literally a shithole. Let's just be real.
Wow.
And before we got in there, and it's just like, obviously we went in there and we did our thing and it's amazing. Like, I actually love going there to work. Even just to be around other like-minded people, to bounce ideas off, even if I'm just talking about a random thing on social media, just having that, you know, connection. But in terms of the project itself, it's been amazing, I have to say. In terms of like turning spaces around, like obviously you guys know about the kitchen upstairs, like just walking into that space before was just like, I hope my coat doesn't touch the wall, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's now you want to sit there, have literally a full course meal there when Lucky brought us jollof rice
and that fried rice.
Do you know what I mean? So no, it's been a great experience. I've definitely learned a lot in terms of organization, just managing people, the contractor, and just even simple things like just getting building control approval just before we can even actually use the building, so things like that. So it's been a great learning journey. Yeah, I've loved it actually. But yeah,
what would you say are some of the highlights of working on this project?
For me, I would say was the front entrance going in. I don't know why, but that definitely has to be one of the key things for me, where it's just like, it really changed the whole look of that whole building.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't really touch the structure mainly, but once that new frontage came in, the roof lights, it's just like, oh, I'm at home but I'm not at home kind of vibe. And I really loved that. So that was definitely the highlights, when the glass went in and you can actually say, wow, this building, I can feel it coming. And then obviously the furnishes and the little finishes that we done there. So that has to be my highlight, I'd say.
And your low light?
My low light, oh God. I think my low light, if I'm going to be completely transparent, has been just dealing with characters in terms of the, you know, the contractor, even my team, myself, having to manage my own self. It's just learning the different characters and being able to work with them. Because obviously, as a black business, there's an element of respect that we just naturally have for each other. But then making sure that that respect doesn't cross the line because, okay, yeah, you're a project director, so you don't have to speak to me in that kind of way. So it's just like learning the boundaries, but then just managing the personalities is a tough job, but a good one. So now I know how to do it much better moving forward. So, yeah.
Amazing. And what about you, Lucky? You're the one that's been on this, I think, for the longest before Dami and myself joined and Rachel.
To be honest, I mean, obviously I didn't play that much of an active role in terms of the actual reconstruction and conversion of the place.
Yeah.
But in terms of seeing where the place started to where it is today, I was saying this to Rachel. I remember when I first went to that building, they had squatters in there. It was a complete mess. Yeah. And to see what it is today, like if someone told me that was what it was going to be today back then, I probably would look, yeah, I'm sure. But now seeing it, it really makes sense in terms of what we've been able to achieve in that particular space. And I was saying this to you earlier in terms of when you look at it, in terms of what that building used to represent, a lot of the people that were probably locked up in that place were black. And now you have a black business owning that particular building and completely transforming it into what it is today. So to me, I think that's probably the best aspect of what we've done there, that transformation from what it was to what it is. So yeah, I think that's the main thing.
I think for me that's really important about changing the narrative.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what the Hill Hub definitely represents
and
when it comes to
in terms of what it's brought to Dartford, in terms of having it create, it's pretty much a creative hub now in Dartford. And it's more of a creative hub where black people can come to and feel intimidated. I feel like we've never really had that before.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at like co-working spaces and all these different things, you know, as black people, when we go into these buildings, we feel like we have to be a specific way because, you know, it's not necessarily for us.
Speak it louder.
But now we've actually got a space where you can come in and just be yourself because you've got other people, like-minded people like yourself in that building. Like I said, the other day, the girls that was just taking photos, you know, if you were doing that in another building, they might be looking at you weird and stuff. But now you just have people understand what you do. And they've been able to provide a space for you to come and literally just do that. So, I think I love that.
So the Hill Hub is a home away from home.
Perfect. Yeah, I love that.
And what about you, Rachel? Obviously, you're the new addition on the team.
I'm the new addition.
So what are your thoughts, obviously, on this amazing project?
I'm so proud to be a part of this and what it represents. And as you said, changing the narrative. I think even seeing the pictures of what the, even just looking at the private cells, for example, what those represented and walking into them now, like I go and hide in a private cell. I'm not going to tell you what number, but I literally go in
number seven.
And it's just so amazing to be able to walk in and be like, we own this building.
Yeah.
Like even the fact, guys, you have no idea, the fact that I can go open the fire exit, have keys to the different rooms, literally have a card that opens all the doors. It does something like, oh wow, this is ours. We own this. And I feel like we don't even tell that story enough, because people have seen the building. The Hill Hub is black owned, but I feel like we need to talk a lot more about the journey of where it came from, actually really selling that narrative of, listen, this is what it was. As you said, Lucky, squatters were in here. We had to go through planning permission. One of the key things, having done the tour of the Hill Hub God knows how many times, is the features, like the final touches. That's something people all, they're just like, wait, who did the interior decor? It's to such an excellent standard, and the fact that it is ours, mate, I'm always so proud to drive in. Listen, I just be feeling like a boss. It's such a proud such a proud business to be a part of. And for me, this is only like, in fact, it probably not is even the beginning. It's just a pilot of what I know that we want to do across board nationally, even potentially internationally. And to get this right, I feel like people really need to, you know, we talk about change and, you know, you have this whole narrative of Black Lives Matter. And I hear all of that. But for me, sometimes I feel like it's noise. What are you really doing to be that difference? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Hill Hub represents being the difference that you want to see. Yeah. It's almost like being silent and then seeing your work.
Yeah.
The Hill Hub is not hidden. Like it's like at such, imagine it's like at the corner. So you can't even miss it. And how busy that road is on Highfield Road that we're on. Like you will see the Hill Hub. And so for me, it's like, this is how you change the narrative. By doing and people seeing that, okay, this can be done, so we can then jump on a bandwagon. So be the change you want to see. That's what I say.
That's literally my favorite quote from Gandhi. And the funniest thing is we're actually on a hill.
Exactly.
So we're not called the Hill Hub for anything. We're actually on a hill, and on a hill we're projecting light.
That's right.
You know, we're projecting change. Like you said, like a lot of people talk about, you know, we need to change this and we need to change that, all simply by posting a black square, no shade intended, on Instagram is going to bring about change. But one thing I love about the Hill Hub is it's pioneering change.
That's right,
pioneering. It's making sure that we're not just talking about black people, black businesses coming together, creating an ecosystem. We're actually forming it in-house. Mm. We actually have different businesses coming together, working together, and making sure that we transform and support our community. And that's what I love about
And I think it's pushing the envelope as well, because when you look at it from what we've been able to do there now, other people may want to transform police stations into different things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A lot of people may not have thought in that particular way, but seeing what's been achieved there, now you can turn anything, anything.
Yeah.
And I think one of the great things, I think when I was speaking with somebody long before Dartford and everything, there was something he said. He said, we are great restorers of property. And when you look at it from that perspective, property across the board, it could be anything.
Yeah.
And as long as we're turning it into something that is pushing the community forwards, it's pushing people to empower themselves and actually grow, as long as we're doing that as a property company, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, right?
I agree.
I think when you look at, in terms of the Hill Hub, and I was there on Wednesday, and I was just hearing this Nigerian woman on the phone just walking in, just speaking in, you know, pidgin English, just walking in, and I just thought to myself, when you look at like places like WeWork, all these different areas, for us and our community, when we go to a place like that, she's not going to speak like that when she's there. She's not going to say that when she's there. But now she's in an environment where she just feels comfortable just to be herself, just to literally say whatever she's saying and just do whatever she's doing. And I think that in itself, in terms of the kind of aspect that building has for people, and when you look at things like the tech day that you guys did, the amount of people that were able to come down, the entertainment day as well, and the other stuff that you guys have planned, just in terms of pushing that place forward, is definitely going to be a great space for people to be a part of.
I just want to add to that, special, special shout out to Somi.
Yep, CEO.
Like, I don't know how that guy does it.
Honestly, because, okay, so me now talking from behind the scenes of, you know, sort of like the day-to-day and operations and stuff, I hear conversations, I see... I see everything. I hear the phone calls. I see the emails. And honestly, something like this, you cannot do it without God.
Exactly.
Plain and very simple. Like the faith element behind what he does. I mean, sometimes we're in the Hill Hub on a Sunday and we're just praying because we understand that this thing that we're doing, like, we're talking about land. You're in a completely different territory, right? I know the Bible talks about we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, When you think about the fact that we are coming into places like Dartford, where we're coming and taking ownership of land, that's a different ball game altogether. So there's a level of strength and tenacity that you need to have to really see that change that you want to see, especially in our community as well. And to have someone like Somi, that very foundational is his faith that drives him. I mean, I'm Somi's driver sometimes. So sometimes we're in a car, and I kid you not, guys, there was one day I was scared. We were in the car and we were I think we were going to see one of his investors, and he would just get, it's almost like he was just getting backlash back to back, back to back. And for me, it's very important that I, like, I maintain that level of peace and, like, okay, perspective is important. Mm. And out of the blue, he was just like, devil, yay, bust.
Guys. That's exactly him. That's him.
I was like, sorry, is everything okay? I was like, yeah, the devil's a monster. Calm down. So that's literally just giving you guys a glimpse of the things that happen behind the scenes, that although we see the decor and the Hill Hub and everything, there is work that goes into it. So in doing things like this, in being a project director, in being, you know, the VP of the hotel and all of that, all of those intrinsic parts that come into, even in social media as well, it's understanding there's work that happens behind the scenes in order for you guys to really see what's happening. And that needs to be spoken about a lot more. People just see the glory and it's like, yeah, I can do it. Are you ready to do the work?
Yeah, 100%.
I guess 100%. That's why this podcast is here, so that people can understand the nitty-gritty of being pioneers, because it's not easy. Everyone sees, you know, the glory, like you said, but they don't see when you're crying and you know, when you're screaming and you're having altercations and contractors leave it. They don't understand that. They just see a nice building and think, yep, you worked hard for it, but you don't know what I had to actually put
through.
Exactly. And I think having this, you know, podcast, Let's Talk Legacy, we're talking about what it takes to build legacy, what it actually means to build legacy, you know? Like, a lot of people don't share their secrets, a lot of people don't talk about it, and we all go through it by ourselves, but I think coming together collectively, we can talk about our experiences and how we've been able to do that.
So just to touch on a couple of points you just said there, with people not sharing their you know, the route and how to get to places, I think, that's one of the things that I feel is a challenge within our community, because some people may think, oh well, Dami, you're doing it, so then you know, you should be able to tell me, and I should. But then I think what happens is someone like Dami might just be like, oh yeah, no, I can't let you eat some of what I'm eating. But, like, there's not enough of money to go around. Do you know what I mean?
Which is so trash to me.
Your pocket is not going to affect what I'm getting.
There's enough money to go around, right?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's, I love that the Hill Hub, if we just go back to the Hill Hub, kind of represents that.
Right.
So the Hill Hub where we have Max's Caribbean. Yeah, Max's Caribbean. Like, again, that's another opportunity where, you know, she could grow her business even bigger than the cafe where she is by just meeting investors who just want, you know, curry, goat and chicken. It's just like, I think that's the key thing for me. It's just make the hub is the word, even the word hub, I feel like cuddled, like joined together. Like let's all share ideas. Yeah. And when Lucky mentioned about the lady walking in the building, that's the same way I feel about, like, warming my food.
Yeah.
Like, I know that actually I'm having jollof today and you're gonna smell the chicken and it's gonna be okay. But no one's gonna be like, oh, what's that? And even, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And not make it a big deal. Even if you guys do say, oh, what's that? It doesn't smell like and then I'll be like, oh no, it's egusi. And you'll be like, okay, cool. So, like, I just love the element of, like, just being myself. And not to say that I'm portraying something else somewhere somewhere else, but I just feel at home. And as we know, it's like churches, when you go to a similar church to where you're used to and you see similar people like yourself, or you go to a school or a university and you see, okay, a black woman, a black man, you kind of, like, get comfortable and excel. Well, that's what one would hope. So that's, again, another key thing for me about the Hill Hub, that I just get there and I'll be like, oh, the guy that does the websites, can I go like visit him? Or when you see the barber, and it's just like you see all these young guys coming in there, and it's just like, actually, he's running a whole business that black people are supporting, and then hopefully going to do their own thing as well. So, and seeing if, like, we'll be like, oh, if he can do it, well, therefore I can do it too.
Yeah. And that's the whole point of the Hill Hub. If they can do it, I can do it. So if you've got a side hustle, a business, and you really want to, you know, make it thrive and grow,
yep,
the Hill Hub is the perfect soil.
Yes,
and that's what
I
it's
love
the perfect
the
soil.
Exactly.
And I think that's what I love about it, in terms of there isn't all big business, small, medium, whoever you are, if your business,
there's a place for
there's a place for you here. Yeah. And as long as you're ready to put in the work, the space is there for
you to
grow
put in
as
the work.
Well. Definitely. And I think that's the thing when it comes to entrepreneurship and business in general. People don't realize, and I think this probably comes from social media, because it's glamorized on social media, the whole, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, working for yourself, all that side of things. People don't see the amount of hours some people have to put into this.
Yeah.
Like when you were saying in terms of Sumi and, and all the altercations and stuff, I've seen that firsthand. I've witnessed it firsthand. We've been waking up at like 5, sometimes we've met at 4 a.m. just to get things done. And when you see it in terms of what Hill Hub is now, people probably see it as like overnight success, but they don't see the struggle that a person had to go through in order to get to just in terms of investors, you know, the contractors and the kind of issues we had on that front as well. There's been a lot of struggle to get this here. But I said this to someone the other day, there's no success without struggle. Because you can't enjoy success if you didn't struggle for it.
It's almost like it doesn't taste as sweet.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's not the same. It's not the same. So you have to put in that work. And I think that's where the whole entrepreneurship, glamorizing entrepreneurship on social media and stuff, a lot of people get into it. Oh yeah, I'm starting my business, I'm gonna do this. They have so many ideas, but the execution's not there, because you don't have that dedication and that level of work to really see it through. I remember when we went down to the Hill Hub long before anything started there, and we just literally just stood out there and just said a few prayers. And that's just people believing. And I think Hill Hub shows the power of dreams. It's a great case study for the power of dreams. When you want to achieve something and you put your mind to it, you can definitely achieve it. And I think that's shown there as well.
And just to add on to what you're saying, sometimes I also feel like people are just so quick to say, I want to be an entrepreneur. And sometimes you don't even have the capacity or the grace to even do that. How about you plug into what someone else is doing? And not I don't like that narrative of, oh, I'm helping someone else's dream, or I'm living someone else's dream. For example, if I look at myself, coming into Rehoboth as a company, God had been talking to me about real estate for a while, but I just didn't know how I was going to get in and all of that. And it's a longer story, but cut long story short, Somi reaches out and I'm like, yeah, this is too good to be true. Now to someone else, it'll be like, oh, I had a great job, but here I am now, right? And it took sacrifice, but for me, I'm not living someone else's dream. In fact, I'm putting my hand to the plow to ensure that God's vision comes to pass, even though it was given to Somi, if that makes sense. So it's understanding that not everyone's path is for entrepreneurship. So even coming into the Hill Hub, it's understanding that I can even come here and get training, because obviously we have the BDP as well. And, you know, we've got the incubator.
What is the incubator?
So the incubator, it's essentially going to be where we raise funds, up to £1 million funds, and we incubate a business. So we would, for lack of a better word, we will invest in a business and actually see that business grows, hence legacy. And it's not a case of, oh yeah, you just come and we give you the money we send you off. It's almost like holding your hand. Because people need that. People need to know, okay, well, from a legal perspective, what do I do? From an accounting perspective, marketing, and these are all the things that we want to bring into the Hill Hub, where we're not just saying, oh yeah, just come and get a space. Yes, I'm definitely plugging. We've got co-working spaces, we've got private offices, we've got private cells, we've got hot desking, we've got meeting rooms, right? But it's like, you come into a space, but you're coming into a space where you now have access to a number of different things to help your business thrive, whether it be investors, whether it be someone that can do web design, whether it be someone that you need help with digital marketing. We're saying that you can come into the Hill Hub and get access to all of that. And access is the key word, because I feel like within our community, as Dami was saying, was, well, I don't want anyone to come and eat out of my own. there is enough to go around. Like that, it's like there's a scripture in the Bible that says everyone has been given a measure of grace, but you need to understand what grace is on your life. Literally, and walk that out and own that. Like there's something I always say, no one can do you like you can. And that's just facts. Like, no one can change that. So when you understand that, you're able to know this is what I bring to the table. But you're also humble enough to say, I need help with X. Yeah. I need help with Y. And we're saying there's now a space for that can help
and
you.
And I think
do
that's
that.
What makes the Hill Hub different from WeWork.
Exactly.
Not throwing any shade.
No shade intended.
But I think that's exactly it. And I think I love what you said there where... it's with the incubator.
Yes.
It, you actually can grow here. It's not like, just take a space. And if you fail, boy, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like, you still need to pay the office space. But no, you have the opportunity at the Hill Hub to essentially grow, flourish, learn, fail, grow again, and then succeed.
And, I think as an entrepreneur, that's probably one of the main things I love about it.
Yeah.
Being able to know, oh, maybe I can go upstairs and speak to these people about digital marketing, you know, depending on what it is for my business. And I think that's probably one of the best things about that space. You've got like-minded people together, but they can help each other.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, and people in there, they feel safe enough to go and ask for that help.
Yeah.
I think, you know, kind of positioning the building in that way so that when you're coming in, you know, you're not just hiring a space, you know, you're coming into an actual ecosystem that's gonna help you and help your business grow. And it's just, it's not just helping your business as well, it's helping you,
as a person,
help you develop.
Exactly.
And even if you leave that space, wherever you go next, you know, you'll be able to grow, you know, remembering what you've been able to get from there. So I really like that as
And there's something Somi does, that even though sometimes I'm like, you don't even have the time, you'll be like, okay, I want to talk to that person. Whoever's come to like a space. Okay, no, let me know when they come here. I need to. I'm just like, guy, we have things to do. You can't talk to everyone. But for him, it's to, you know, your point, Dami, in terms of we want to help people. We want to see you grow. So he's willing to take time out of his no time to say, okay, how can we help you?
Yeah.
Okay, is it that we need to introduce an introductory price, for example, just to get you going? Because obviously that's something that people struggle with, is getting a space to even, you know, help their business thrive. He wants to talk to everyone, and that's one thing that's I love good. About him, that he leads from the front. Like he's like, I call him a servant leader, because he shows you how it should be done. He's the one running up and down, and sometimes I'm just like, you're the CEO. But then it's something that I admire in terms of the qualities that he has is, as you said, that dream, I'm working to see this dream come to pass. In fact, I'm going to show you how I do it so that you can do the same as well.
And I think what I love about Somi the most is collectively, he knows he can't achieve that dream by himself.
Yeah.
So he's always positioning himself in a way where he's got the people around him. And he's not afraid to reach out for help.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. He doesn't care like whether it's little or big, he will reach out
he's
for that help.
Researching
exactly
as well.
And he's always, you know, learning something new, getting new information that kind of informs the decisions and the things that he makes. And just to touch on what you said in terms of his faith, I feel like that's what's allowed him to be able to build the team that he's built around. Because I remember when I first joined, Lara was saying to me, she they had a prayer, her and Somi, and she was saying to Somi that God is bringing the people you need. God is going to bring the people you need for what you're trying to do. And then obviously I joined, and then I think when I joined, there was only three of us. And now I don't know, I lose count sometimes. There's so many different people in so many different places. But I think that just shows in terms of, one, believing in what you're trying to achieve, and also believing that God would deliver on the resources you need in order to achieve that dream as well. So
I love that point. Just touching up on that point, let's talk about Roboff or Rehoboff. You guys say it. How do you know?
Let's clarify. Like,
how do you guys say it?
I say Rehoboff.
I say robot.
Really?
I learned it from Lucky. I say robot.
I just say the, what's it called? The E is silent.
Okay, so those are listening. So guys, I think a unanimous decision is that it's called
Rehoboff.
Rehoboff.
Yeah, so I'm right, guys. So that's it. Rehoboff.
Rachel's right.
Okay.
It's Rehoboff. Me and Lucky are just sticking to it.
Because that's what Somi calls it.
Exactly.
So if he calls it that, I'm calling it
exactly. So just to round up quickly, I wanted to touch on Rehoboff or Rehoboff, depending on
how
potato, you say
it. Because this is literally the foundation behind the Hill Hub. It's It's the pillar behind the Hill Hub. So let's just talk a little bit about it, just so that people understand where the Hill Hub basically comes from.
Lucky you go.
Yeah. VP, VP.
I was just going to say, in terms of robot as a whole, the idea of robot is, and Somi says this a lot, it's a well of wealth.
That's it.
And it's literally anyone can come in and be a part of this in terms of driving this vehicle forward. So it's not, oh, robot is Summy and, you know, yeah, he might be the CEO, but you've got competent people around him who are helping drive the vision. Right. And I think, because when you look at it in terms of the way it's structured, we're not really a 9-to-5 kind of company.
No, I mean, that doesn't even exist.
I know, right?
What kind of company are we, just to clarify?
We're 24/7. You have to get on with it.
I'm talking about industry.
Done.
But I think, when you look at it from that perspective, though, in terms of the team, the team, they don't have a 9-to-5 mentality. No, even if you left the 9-to-5 and came here, within a week, it's gone. Mentality is
I can testify. So
I think being able to, and I think one of the main things here is building leaders, future leaders.
That's it.
I think that's the main thing. Because when you look at as a team and the different areas of the business, you've got competent people leading those particular aspects of it. And with the way the company is structured, where it's not 9-to-5, you need to give people that freedom.
Yeah.
And I think for me, being a creative and being able, from where I came from to where I've ended up here, this is a perfect place for me. Because one, I've always said this to my partner, I can't work for someone. Mm. I'm not one of those like, oh, you're my boss, you're this. Like I understand the aspects of it. But, and again, that's the same with Summy, but Summy is just one of those like, just get it done.
Yeah.
Whenever you get it done, as long as it's done, you know? And I think for me, that gives me the freedom to be able to work creatively and just go and do what I need to do, you know, speak to whoever I need to speak to get things achieved. So I think that for me, that's what I like a lot about Robot. And anyone coming in can always expect to have that as a minimum, really. Yeah. So,
And what I'll just add to that is just for clarity. So in Rehoboth, we've got our development side of the business.
So just say what kind of business it is.
So we are a London premier real estate firm, in case you didn't know. So we've got different lines of business. So we've got our development side, we've got our investment side of the business, and we've also got consultancy.
Yeah.
We also have Suites as well by Rehoboth, which is very similar service, our serviced apartments side of the business as well. So again, whatever it is that you're looking for, if it's an investment, we've got things for you. Yeah. If it's you're looking for properties or you're looking to buy a place, we are also the people for
and
you.
And if you're looking to just learn.
If you're looking to learn, we're also here.
Yeah.
If you're looking for serviced apartment, again, we're the place to be. And everything is with a spirit of excellence as well.
And I think one thing to highlight as well, apart from Dami, I believe, everyone else, none of us were in property before joining.
Oh, no.
Right? And because I can't remember who I said this to. When I joined Robot, I had absolutely no property experience whatsoever. If I had applied, I wouldn't even get called in for an interview.
Okay, on that point, who applied for a role here?
Not me.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Only lucky.
I started off as the social media manager.
Okay.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I had like a social media marketing company.
Mm.
And it's interesting because when I saw that the company was looking for someone for social media, I applied, but I had no intention of actually going through with the job. My aim was to actually take Robot as a client, not actually work with a robot. So I came for the interview, the first interview, everything was cool, went well. So I arranged the second interview. So the second interview, there was, from the first one, there was a girl there who was helping Summy with like his marketing and PR. Yeah. So for the second one, she was there as well. And I met Summy. And then 5 minutes into the interview, she said to me, oh, Lucky, can you just go and wait in the customer's lounge for a bit? And I think to myself, hold on, are you the one conducting the interview or is it Summy conducting it? I thought, all right, cool. So I went outside and waited. And then I came back in. And then when I came in, Summy asked me a question. And I think I said this in Turkey. And he said to me, oh, would you be willing to work here for free? I don't know why I said yes, but I did say yes. And from there, that's how I ended up entering. And I think for me at that time, I said yes because one, I didn't have any property experience, but property was something I've always thought about wanting to get into, never really knowing how to go about it. So saying working here for free in exchange for what I could gain, why not?
Yeah, no brainer.
Here we are now. So, so yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Mate.
Property. Yeah. I'm learning. I don't really have much experience, but if you know me, I'm a social media boob. Anything social media marketing, I'm your boob.
Yeah.
But being in this company has taught me stuff like I never actually considered, like rent-to-rent, HMOs, development. I didn't residential, commercial, come on. But it has really opened my eyes to so many different things and so many different possibilities.
Yeah.
And I think going back to the Hill Hub, that's where we need to be helping our community, because a lot of people can be gaining, can be, you know, growing, can be living the lives that they want to through ownership, but they just don't have that access. And that's what Roboff is doing. Yep.
So just as we round up, what does legacy mean to everybody? Crystal.
Legacy. For me, legacy is like Christianity. So there was a man named Jesus. He came, he had 12 disciples, he made an impact. And 2021 years later, that impact is still impacting people's life. Mm. So for me, that's what legacy means. It's to look up to Jesus, look up to what he did, and sort of not emulate it, but emulate it. So for me, I just want to come onto this earth with all the talents and the gifts that God has given me and be able to transform lives and to be able to change lives, you know. And 10, 20, even 100 years from now, people might be using maybe my strategies or, you know, my book.
Yeah.
It's coming out soon, don't worry. Or anything that I've done on this earth to sort of help impact, transform lives and communities. Yeah.
Cool. Lucky.
I think for me, I'll probably just reiterate some of the stuff Crystal said. But I think when you look at legacy, it's all about when you're not here, what do people remember about
you?
Yeah. That's the key thing about it, whether it's friends, family, work colleagues, whatever it is, you always got to do more for others than you do for yourself. Because anytime you do more for others, you're always going to get it back tenfold.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's the key aspects of legacy. And especially for, you know, a black person in this country, a country that's not really catered to you, you know. And when you look at it, having come, you know, I was born in Nigeria, came here when I was 12. And to be in a position I'm in now, I just look at it as just as a story in general, just my family in Nigeria in general, just from looking at what I've been able to do. I've always said this to my friends, like, if God forbid I just disappeared today, I'm comfortable with what I've been able to achieve so far. And I think being able to see what people could remember about you, as long as it's good, that's legacy in itself.
That's right.
And as long as you're pushing other people forward, you're pushing your community forward, and as long as you're always doing those kind of things, you know, people always remember you. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, yeah, that's probably the greatest aspects of legacy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Demi?
I guess you guys have already touched on the point, so I would not want to regurgitate everything you just said. But for me, I'd say legacy for me is about impact. And it's about in 10 years, 30, 100 years, what people remember.
Yeah.
What are they going to talk about? I mean, I still remember things that I learned in school about Einstein.
Yeah.
I remember things about Mandela. I remember, even if they're negative things, Mugabe, like, these people have long gone. Michael Jackson, if we want to get into the music industry.
Yeah.
So it's just like, little boys now will still show you the moonwalk. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, to me, that is what that is. The impact that you've left on the in the world, within, even if it's just one person.
Yeah.
So that's what legacy means to me. Just like the impact that we leave, or I leave, in the future. It could even just be now, and how it transforms someone's mind, the way they think, the way they behave. So that's what legacy means to me. And I think that we owning the Hill Hub is exactly the beginning. And just the small pit, like, we're not even at the pinnacle yet.
We haven't started.
We haven't started. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like, we're raising up kingdom, like, you know, generational wealth, everything. And that is what legacy is to me. Because I want my, you know, my children's children to be like, oh yeah, like, oh, grandma, remember when grandma did that? Is it still there? Should we go? Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And like the way we think of Abraham in the Bible, to me, that is legacy.
Yeah.
And that is exactly the kind of impact I personally, and I believe Rehoboth and you guys want to have in our community, and not just in our community. So I don't want to really be limiting things to our color and our you know, I want to go into places where it's just like, oh yeah, those are the guys that did the Hill Hub, and they're Indian or they're in China talking about it. Like, so for me, that is what impact is, not just limiting to our just community. Our circle and our community, but just overall in general. So yeah, that's it.
Love that.
Thank you. And yeah, you guys have literally said everything that I would have said. So for me, it's about going after the one. Because you go after the one, that's one generation.
Literally.
They then impact 10. Those 10 impact 10. And so on and so forth. So for me, it's understanding that I cannot reach everyone, but I can reach one person. And if I can bring out, you know, the gems, the rawness that's in them, that God has placed in them, if I can help them bring that forth, my job is done. And as you said, it's, you know, my children's children. The Bible talks about a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And it's not necessarily material wealth. It could be wisdom, you know, it could be, you know, assets and things like that. So for me, that's what legacy is about, that my children's children are able to still say things that grandma and great grandma said, and they can see the tangible difference that I've made, not in even in the world, but in people's lives as well. Yeah,
amazing. And thank you so much, guys, for taking your time
to
come down. Like I said, my name is Chris Anarko, and this is Let's Talk Legacy, sponsored by the Hill Hub. And we will see you next week for another amazing episode with an amazing guest. Until then, stay blessed and continue to build legacy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.